Next up is going to be Sean Fetterplace of Main Street Alliance. He was at an important event here in D.C. trying to get some things done. You know, that's what Sean works on with, including a friend of the show, Francesca Hong, and others. Chef Dave Heide, who you heard about just moments ago from Little John's as well, made a big trip out to Washington, D.C., and Sean is going to tell us about that here on this week's show. So we get a chance to welcome Sean to the program now. Now we're joined by Sean Fetterplace here of Main Street Alliance of Wisconsin. Well, Sean's doing work outside of Wisconsin too, and he just had a big trip over to D.C. that was really important that he wants to tell us about today because it's having a big impact for our small businesses. Sean, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thanks, Jason, and thanks for Dane by Local and all the good work that y'all are doing here in town.
Yeah, so you were out in D.C. You had some people from our neck of the woods with you. Tell us about the trip.
Yeah, so Main Street Alliance, we're a small business advocacy group. We're members of Dane by Local, and you know, we've been getting more and more active. We're now close to 500 members across the state, and we're really working to fight for those Main Street small businesses on issues like healthcare, childcare, paid leave, capital access. And so we did our first big fly-in. We had about a dozen folks from Wisconsin join us from all across the state. And here locally, we had State Representative Francesca Hong, who owns Morris Ramen, was with us, Chef Dave Heide, Chef Evan Daniels, and Macy Bueller, who's a child care provider, and Corrine Hendrickson and Ramona Hallman. So we had a pretty good contingent, both from central Wisconsin, but from across the state. And we were there just to ask Congress to do their job, to invest in small businesses. And it's really important for people to understand that even though the economy certainly is doing a lot better than it was, and you know, restaurants and bars and other places are a lot more full than they were, there was a lot of debt taken on by those folks to navigate and survive the pandemic. And it's important that they continue to receive support to be able to get through that, to be able to pay down those debts and set a firmer foundation for the future. So we were there to meet with Senator Ron Johnson, Dan Jacobs, who's a chef over in Milwaukee, actually was on a flight with him to DC. We met with Senator Tammy Baldwin and much of the congressional delegation, including State Representative Mark Bocan here. So it was a really fruitful time. It was a good set of meetings, but unfortunately, you know, there was a vote that took place the day after we were on the Hill, and it didn't turn out the way we wanted.
So I was going to ask quick before we go to that, did you get a chance to talk with Ron Johnson? How did that work out?
On the plane, we did. He didn't take our meeting in D.C. And I have to say, I was with a organization prior to Main Street Alliance that went to D.C. prior to the pandemic every year for 6 years, and not once did were we able to meet with him in person. So I just think that he needs to make himself more accessible to folks coming to D.C. to meet with him, folks here in Wisconsin as well. And we're going to be hosting some Senate roundtables with candidates both on the Democratic and Republican side, including extending an invite to the senator. So we do hope that we get a chance to meet with him. We did meet with a staffer, which we did appreciate. Unfortunately, he voted the wrong way when the vote came up the following day.
So going back to that vote, what was the bill? What was voted down?
Yeah, so there was a bill that would have made some critical investments, both in restaurants and bars, but also in gyms and other industries that had been fallen by the wayside just for one reason or the other. It was about $42 billion, which might sound like a lot of money to you and me. However, when you look at the overall federal budget, which is over $4 trillion, it's literally 1% of the overall budget. And that would have helped to replenish the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. That was originally done during the American Rescue Plan earlier in the pandemic, the emergency measures that were taken to help folks survive the pandemic, both physically, but also financially. But they only funded that fund one third. The thought that they would come back and see how many people applied and replenish the rest has been stuck in sort of political back and forth ever since. And so we were really hopeful that, you know, this vote would move forward, and it did get bipartisan support. There were five Republicans that voted yes in favor of moving this forward. So it was bipartisan. Senator Baldwin voted yes, and Senator Ron Johnson voted no. So the consequences of this are pretty drastic. You know, we still hope that we're able to get, another vehicle, another way to get this done. But just in the state of Wisconsin, as an example, you know, there are currently over 3,000 restaurants that were eligible for the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, but did not get it because the funding ran out. So that's 3,776 all across the state. And, you know, the question, you know, there was a survey done. 98% of the businesses reported losing revenue during December because of Omicron. And there are many of these that will permanently close if not for additional support. So it's important, you know, I've seen some people on the internet say, oh, they already got all the support, why do they need more? 2/3 of the restaurants that were eligible for that program were not funded. It is important to know that. So they got nothing. And so it's extremely critical that we get this done, and very disappointing that it did not move forward last week.
We'll have more with Sean Fetaplace here right after the break, but we got to head to a break. More Let's Get Local in just a minute.